This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I called in this word, he would be deeply offended. I know that. His heart would break. He would struggle to speak to me and like me. And I don't want him to hate me. Okay? If a prophet is preaching to his opponents, why is he calling them haramzadeh? You bastard children.
This is majazi because he said become halal and accept the victory. A haramzadeh cannot change in what he is. If he's a harami, he's always harami. Here Hazrat says you can change and become halal. This shows he's using it in majazi sense.
They are ilham. Allah has sent down according to you the word randi, randi bazi, haram kari. Qadianis, listen to me right now. Ahmadis, around the world. These words you claim Mirza was mulhim. He had ilham. Writing the tafsir of the Quran came from ilham. He's a prophet of Allah to you. And the words randi, randi bazi, haram kari, audhu billah, tum audhu billah are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah. New topic with Razi. I am claiming that Mirza was not a prophet of Allah for, among many reasons, for one specific reason, that he was an extremely foul man. He was indecent in his behavior, in his language, and in his demeanor. And he abused his opponents with extreme language. Even when he was teaching his own followers, he used extreme language, extreme explicit language that any decent family in the Indian subcontinent may not use. Okay, Razi might try to bring Arabic terms from the Arabs that cannot be used in our discussion here because we are dealing with the Indian people who read Urdu. They knew the Punjabi language and they knew these words are foul. So because Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was an extremely foul person, not only to his opponents, but even to his own followers, he cannot be a prophet of God because a prophet of God is not foul. He is not someone who abuses people in these languages. Now Mirza, in one of his books, and I'm quoting from Rouhani Khazain, volume 21, page 193, he is commenting on the Quran. Okay, and he uses language, for example, I will wrote, okay, pas. Okay, balki jaisa ke nutfa kabhi haram kari ke taur par kisi randi ke andam e nahani mein padta hai to isme bhi wahi lazzat nutfa dalne wale ko hasil hoti hai jaisa ki apni biwi ke saath. So Mirza is saying that just as During haram kari is a very bad word, okay? Because the word Razi might take from this is zina. Zina is a polite way of saying adultery, but haram kari is a street language, okay? It's street language, okay? Just as someone doing this evil act with a randi, which is a prostitute, but this word randi is very, very ugly, very abhorrent, and very, very foul. I dare any Qadiani to use this term in their family gatherings. They would never do that. So this is what Mirza's writing. I'm going to continue in my second turn. Time is up.
So 1 second. It's restarted. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam was the greatest follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he challenged his people that Allah revealed to me laqad labistu fikum umran min qablihi afala taqilun, that show me anything in my life which is against Quran and Sunnah. No one dared to step up. His ulama couldn't step up. Now he's raising false allegations against Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam. Now he said Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam used foul language. Now here I have the tafsir. $100 challenge. I will wait here the whole night. I dare Adnan Rashid to read the full tafsir. He'll never open his mouth because it's the greatest tafsir of Surah Mu'minun ever written in the history of Islam, which is why he had to take one sentence out of that. Now in his turn, he has to read Kalam-e-Ilahi and also these two ahadith and explain them for the viewers what it means with the commentary of his ulama, like Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Like for example, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saying, Umsus bi-badarillat. What does this mean? Say that at the dinner table in front of your women family. Then also Nabi says, I'm saying, Man ta'azza bi aza'il jahiliya fa'a'idduhu wa la taknu. Read it in front of your female members and explain to them. I also have a hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari that he needs to read at the dinner table. Qiyamat will come, but he will never dare read these things because he knows that context matters. Now as for the tafsir, this is beautiful. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam is giving the example of khushu in salah. In Surah Mu'minun, Allah mentions the stages of spirituality, then the stages of creation creation where Allah mentions nutfa, alaqa, and mudgha. So in the stages of spirituality, Allah says those who are humble in their prayers. Hazrat Ahmed says some people pray, they cry a bit, they feel over the world. But the mithal of the physical life is that of a nutfa. If someone has a physical relations with their wife and they release, it doesn't mean they get that pleasure, that true pleasure Allah desires for man, which is when the nutfa goes and the woman and husband and wife have relations, the sperm cell is protected by the rahim. This doesn't happen with the prostitute. So he's telling the people that don't get excited over one or two tears. This is like that example. There's nothing wrong in this tafsir. We're all from a sperm cell. Allah says this in the Quran.
Just as Razid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, just as Razid beautifully explained it in civilized language, why couldn't Mirza, the Prophet of God, not do it? Why couldn't he do it? Why did he have to use? I mean, he wants to read all tafsir. We're not talking about all his tafsir. We're talking about the parts where the problem is. He is doing a comparison between khushur in salah with having sex with your wife and actually ejaculating inside her. It's all there. It's all there. Nutfa is basically your semen being poured inside your wife. Guys, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Don't shoot the messenger, okay? As they say, nakle kufar, kufar na bashud. Okay, documenting kufar is not kufar itself. I'm just throwing, this is for the Qadiani community. I would never bring this up, okay? But this is for you guys, for you to understand that this guy is not a prophet of God. Okay, for him to use this language, he has to be a street guy. He has to come from street. His mind is dirty. To compare khushur, diligence in salah, with having intercourse with your wife and pouring inside her. Literally the words, I'm quoting the word. Ask him to deny these words. Why is a prophet of God using this language to do a commentary on the Quran? And he's bringing examples where Abu Bakr radiallahu anh was angry and he lashed out at a kafir for insulting the Prophet and him. Okay, and he's using other, none of these will save Mirza. Mirza is using terminology Randi Bazi, Haramkari. These words, wallahi, I'm not being a hypocrite. Wallahi, I would never use this language in the presence of my parents or my family. Wallahi, my mother would slap my face. She would slap my face. This is a prophet writing in tafsir. Randi Bazi, Haramkari. You know, wallahi, I cannot explain. The Qadianis know this. Be sincere with Allah. Don't reject the truth. You know the truth. This is not the language of a prophet.
Time's up. 1 second. Okay. So Adnan Rashid, he threw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam away. He threw Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu away. Now he threw the Quran away. In surah, why do you have to moan? Do we do it in his turn? Restart the time. In Surah Mu'minun, Allah says, "Qad aflaha al-mu'minun."
Don't breathe.
I never said don't breathe. That'll be visible in the camera.
Okay. No laughing, no farting. No. Okay. So, yeah,
okay.
Please.
Do you any more jokes?
No jokes. Okay. I'm just reacting to the way you're behaving.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. So Allah in the Quran is giving this misal of Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Now Adnan Rashid has an allegation on the word nutfa, which is throughout the Quran. So today he threw the Quran under the bus as well. Now he's raising allegation on Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam, giving the example of a prostitute. He misinterpreted him. What Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam is saying, that when you read namaz, you feel that khushu, one or two tears, doesn't mean you have ta'alluq with Allah. Just like those evil people, they have relations with their wives, they develop ta'alluq, the good people. But the evil people have it with prostitutes. They also feel that same feeling, but no ta'alluq is developed. So do not think with a few tears you reach that spiritual birth. Just like when you have relations with one's wife, then you feel that spiritual feeling when you have olad. In the second case, with those who have with relations with prostitutes, they don't get that feeling. There's a reason Adnan Rashid will not dare read this tafsir in context, because he knows it's such a beautiful example. And I read his own words right now. I'll read his own words. He says, look how beautifully Razi explained it. Alhamdulillah, in Imam Bukhari Center, he accepted that this is a beautiful tafsir. And the wording of Hazrat Ahmad is amazing, which is why he's afraid of reading that. I'll pay him to read it to his viewers. He won't. He wants to take it out of context. The point of Hazrat Amlasam is beautiful. Nutfa is not a bad word. Allah says you are born from a nutfa which comes out. Same thing Hazrat Amlasam said is in the Quran. But he doesn't want the Quran. That's why he threw it behind his back. As for, they can laugh all they want. They're laughing at the Quran. And as for Kalam-e Ilahi, Adnan Rashid has to read his Kalam-e Ilahi. I challenge him, read this. I gave him two ahadith. He didn't address the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because according to him, it's gustakhi, na'udhu billah. He doesn't believe he can read that in front of his mom or sister. And he accepts this. That's why he didn't quote that. He quoted the example of Abu Bakr. He said he was angry. Rasulullah was there. He affirmed it, but it was appropriate for that time. Okay. This is the most beautiful. I give him Kalam-e Ilahi. I challenge him to read this.
Time up.
And this hadith of Bukhari as well. He'll never read it.
If I read it, would you give me $100?
Yes, I will. You have to read it all.
Afterwards.
We'll stay here.
Okay.
I promise you, I will give you $100. You have to read it all word for word, the entire tafsir.
Okay. Let's start my time.
All 20 pages.
Okay. Guys, start my time.
Third round.
Bismillah. So Razi, he keeps insisting, Nutfa. My problem is not the word Nutfa. It's in the Quran. Nutfa is in the Quran, okay? The problem I have is, okay, is Randi Bazi Haramkari. I'm sorry again, guys. I have to get my hands dirty and my tongue dirty in order to clean the mess these Qadianis and their prophet, so-called prophet, has created, okay? Very foul language, very foul man. I would never use that language in front of my mother, my father, my family, okay? Let alone write it in tafsir. He keeps saying, read the whole tafsir. I said, I don't want to read the whole tafsir. I don't want to read it because he's writing this stuff. Okay, why would I read this tafsir when someone's writing this stuff in the tafsir? Those who know the Punjabi language, and most Qadianis do, listen. This is not the language of a decent man, let alone a prophet of God. And you know what? The problem is, he's comparing Allah with a womb. He's saying, just as in khushu, in salah, you have a connection with Allah, it's just like you having a connection with the womb. When you pour into the womb, andam-e-nehani, which means vagina. I'm sorry, I'm using these words because he is doing a comparison between Allah and, you know what, yeah. So another gem I have for Razi, because it's about Mirza's language, okay. In Rohani Ghazain, volume 9, Mirza, having lost the debate against Abdullah Atam, okay, and those people who were saying Mirza lost the debate, this is what Mirza has to say. Aur hamari fatah ka jo kail nahi, ہوگا تو صاف سمجھا جاوے گا کہ اس کو ولد الحرام بننے کا شوق ہے اور وہ حلال زیادہ نہیں ہے. The one who does not consider me victorious is a bastard child and is not a legitimate child.
Yeah.
This is Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani speaking
Time's
to his
up.
Opponents.
One second, Ahmed Rza Khan ka kahan hai?
छोड़ दो अहमद रजा खान को.
No, you need him.
Okay, मिर्ज़ा के पराओ बचा में अहमद रजा खान या कोई भी शेख बिन बाज़ या इब्न कय्यिम इब्न तैमिया नहीं बचाएंगे मिर्ज़ा को.
अच्छा, व्हाटएवर, I'll just quote it. I have it memorized. You can start my time. You can start my time. One second. So Adnan Rashid accepted that Nutfa is in the Quran, but he has an issue with the word of prostitute. He forgets that Nabi says, cutting off again, start the time again.
Start again. The word is, say it as Mirza wrote it.
The word,
say it.
The word Randi, which CLSM uses for fahisha or the prostitute.
There's no one to say it, huh?
I said it, brother. Restart again. This is your issue. You're about to be buried again.
Listen.
Okay?
Listen, do you believe that by reading that you get reward?
Yes.
Can you do tasbih of it? The word.
We do tasbih only after namaz.
Do you do tasbih?
Look, this is disrespect. They're all laughing. Do you guys do tasbih of this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Listen. Do you believe reading it is reward? Haramkari, Randi Bazi, Randi.
Bukhari ki hadith, read this.
Okay, yaar, continue with your time, please.
No. He said every word is tasbih.
Continue with your time. Start his time again, please. Sorry, man. Sorry,
you cut off. Give me 10 seconds to answer because he threw a question and I should get extra time. This is a hadith of Bukhari.
This is his fifth or fourth.
No, this is extra time because you cut in and asked the question.
Okay. When he's responding to
Yeah, no problem. But this is his fourth time, yeah?
Fifth.
This is his fourth. Your next one is fourth.
My next one is fourth.
You took the three turns. This is
Are you sure? Okay. Khalas, no problem. Yeah. This is the third turn.
Before my turn starts, you threw a question. Give me a minute to answer it.
Razi, I didn't even take 10 seconds to say anything.
Give me 30 seconds to answer.
This is your time, Razi, man.
Okay,
yeah,
whatever,
this is time,
whatever.
Start your time, man, please.
Okay. So he said nutfa is in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, on record, he accepted that the tafsir I did of Surah Mu'minun, his own words will haunt him till Qiyamah. He said, look how beautifully Razi explained it. So his issue with the word randi, prostitute, or fahisha, orat, he forgets that Nabi Sassam in Ahadith called those who follow the Jal Auladul Mawamis. He has to translate that in his turn. Then he said, do you do tasbih of this? Does he do tasbih of this hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari where Hazrat Aisha mentioned four types of nikah that were before Islam? I dare him to read it. Qiyamah will come in Bukhari center. He'll shiver reading this hadith.
I'll read it.
Because he is against his own usul. Please show me the time. So the next point is that he mentioned that you don't do tasbih of this. We read this tafsir. It's the greatest tafsir. His friend said he won't read it after I will pay him $100. I doubt he would dare read this tafsir. It's the greatest tafsir. Now, speaking of the... He said, Hazrat Ahlasim compared namaz to a rahim. This is kufr. I have here the book of his Mujaddid, Shah Ismail Shaheed said, Qiyamah can come, he can never disown him. He'll lose everything if he disowns him. Sirat-e-Mustaqim. In this book, he says, he mentions the remembrance of Allah and he says, do not remember Nabi Sassam in your namaz. He says, isse behtar hai ke khwa gade ki surat ko soch lo. He compares this to Rasulullah. He says, don't think of Nabi Sassam in your namaz. It's better you think of a donkey. Hazrat Ahlasim gave the example. Allah says, I don't shy away from giving examples. His Mujaddid says, think of donkeys in your namaz, but don't think of Rasulullah. This is blasphemy if we go by his usul. As for Hazrat Ahlasim, it's clear. People have relations with wife. That ataluk is, you know, made. The rahim is protects the sperm cell, a child is born. As for those who have relations with prostitutes, it's destroyed their progeny. The rahim doesn't protect the sperm cell, it goes to waste. In the same way, true khushu is
up.
What protects you and gives
Hands
you relationship
up.
With
Bismillah
Allah, not,
turn, yeah?
Not false Bismillah. Khushu 2-3 days
of time. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Words, any unpleasant words said by anyone would disown them. Whether they are said by my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, my chacha, my mommy, my tai, my khala, whoever. Shah Ismail Shaheed included, rahmatullah alayh. We do not agree with his wording. We do not disagree with it. We disown that particular wording. Okay? That's it. Period. That's our fatwa. Done. Okay? Moving on to Mirza. You cannot disown his words. Those words are wahi. They are ilham. Allah has sent down, according to you, the word randi. Randi bazi, haram kari, qadianis. Listen to me right now, Ahmadis, around the world. These words you claim Mirza was mulhim. He had ilham. Writing the tafsir of the Quran came from ilham. He's a prophet of Allah to you. And the words randi, randi bazi, haram kari, audhu billah, tumma audhu billah are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, where he said to his opponents, tum waladul haramo, you are bastards for not thinking or not accepting my victory over Abdullah Atam. This is how he's treating people. All those Muslims who were telling him, you lost the debate because you had people apostatizing, he's calling them bastards. Not only that, people who resisted the British colonial rule in India, he called them harami. In his writings, harami, he called them harami, bastards. If you resist oppression, as the Quran commands in Surah An-Nisa, if you fight against oppression, colonial rule, destructive, genocidal, racist, tyrannical colonial rule, if you resist oppression, you are a bastard. You are a harami. A'udhu billah, thumma a'udhu billah. Guys, I'm sitting in the masjid and again, nakle kufr, kufr na bashad. I'm using these words because Mirza landed the Qadianis in this quagmire. So now defend these words. How can someone resisting oppression, according to the Quran, as the Quran commanded, you call them bastards because you love the colonial masters so much that you want to lick their boots.
Okay.
Answer my points.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. Adnan is shivering now. He accepted that this tafsir was beautiful when I explained it, Alhamdulillah. Now he's saying, I disown Shah Ismail Shaheed. Alhamdulillah, one
I
by
didn't
one.
Say that.
Why are you cutting me off? Again,
I
we start.
I disown those
again
words.
Again, we start. Again,
I said,
we start.
I disown those words.
Again, we start. Let him speak. Bore, bore.
Yar, I disown the
words. Don't cut me off. I don't cut
Razi,
you off.
Why?
Let me finish. I know it hurts.
As a brother, I'm asking. As a brother in humanity, I know it hurts. It doesn't hurt me.
Let me finish. Let's finish, brother. Give me my time.
Why do you lie?
No one lied.
On camera.
It's on camera. Everyone can see.
Everyone heard me. I said I disowned those particular words that I said about him.
Okay.
So why, Razi?
Stop cutting me off. Stop cutting me off.
He claimed I said Shaulullah receives revelation. And then he apologized to me afterwards.
Look, you're throwing in poison. I need to answer. Look, guys, what is this? Let me speak. I have to answer that as well, too, now.
Razi just makes up things in his mind.
Stop cutting me off. And control yourself. If you don't like what I say, respond in your turn, brother.
Sorry, let's go.
Okay.
That's up. Fourth turn.
Bismillah.
So he disowned the statement of Ismail Shahid. Alhamdulillah. Even that's enough. For many years, Diobandis, Brelis said it's Gustakhi. He said Hazrat Tamil Hassan used these words and compared Rahim to Allah. This is Gustakhi, naudhubillah. He threw Shah Ismail Shahid under the bus. Not only this, Ashraf Ali Thani said Taqviyatul Iman. He compares Ilm-e-Ghaib of Nabi Sassam to that of Bakr and Janbar. He has to give the fatwa on that as well. Then he said his issue is with the word prostitute, Randi. I already explained that Hazrat Tamil Hassan's tafsir is beautiful, which is why his friend, I challenged him $100 reward. He will read this word for word. I will reward him before I leave. We will have it on record, inshallah. Then he said, he mentioned one point that such language is not used like bastard, haramzada. He doesn't know in Farhangi Asfi and other Urdu books, it makes it clear that haram and haramzada, harami is used for sharir as well. On the same page, Hazrat Tamil Hassan says, if you want to be halalzada, then affirm this victory. A literal haramzada cannot change to a halalzada. This shows it's used majazi sense. This is how Quran uses it for disbelievers as well. Zanim. The Sahaba said this means waladu zina. So he threw Sahaba under the bus. That's why he loves doing this. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmullah. In Majmu' al-Fatawa, he said, Aktharun nas who use the term waladu zina, they mean a sharir. He doesn't understand this. On the same page, Hazrat Tamil Hassan says that if you say Muslims lost, Islam lost, and Christians won, then you are not fulfilling your right as a believer. And this is the Quranic terminology, zanim and whatnot. I gave him auladul mawamis. He never addressed that. He said, Hazrat Tamil Hassan said that those are harami who do not, you know, obey the British government. Batalbi said the same thing in Ishaat Sunnah.
It just had no space on the memory card just now.
Okay, so
you can start your phones.
Okay, yeah. Let's
record
do that.
From your phone.
No, continue.
That stopped just now?
Just now.
Okay, then start record for your phones.
Okay.
On your phones so that you have the footage.
No, I want my own footage. Okay,
one second. We can't give that footage for copyright reasons.
So I can't upload that one?
No, you cannot. You have your own camera.
Okay,
let
me restate my last statement that I just said. Because how long
that
ago
camera,
did it...
Yeah, you continue, yes. But as long as he's
on
recording.
On my phone, yeah. How long ago
it's
did...
It's not like in the last 2 minutes.
2 minutes have gone in?
Yeah.
It didn't record for 2 minutes?
Like 2 minutes.
Okay, so let me do this turn again then.
Okay,
let me do this turn again. Do you want my phone?
Yeah, can you summarize.
To be fair, you can summarize it.
No, I want. That's not fair. Then let me get this portion from your camera. How about that? Just this portion. But I'm not going to wait for your phone. Let me redo this turn. But let me at least allow to switch the mics onto the phone quickly.
Okay,
let's take a break. 2 minutes. I'll quickly do this. No, you're going to have to hold it, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so just take off that mic and turn off the camera. I need the top mixer.
Take this thing out?
Yeah, take it out.
My turn is the next time is last
this
one.
This is Bukhari.
It's only 2 minutes.
Sunnah.com pe ek do lafz likhe aa jayega. Okay, no discussion right now on this though. Just let me quickly... Do this.
Wow. I'm not going to need about 10 minutes to read all these. Allahu Akbar.
Okay.
Wow. Keep it for a second. Yeah.
Okay, so it should be working. Adnan Bey, this is going to be hard.
Yeah,
but I hope it's not too bad, man. I apologize. I don't know, man. Memory card at 200 gigs. What memory card are you guys using? Some beast
memory card is the Barakah memory card. Is this all recording?
Yes, sir.
You have memory? Inshallah. Yalla, khalas, start. Because you want our memory to run out as well.
No, don't worry.
Just keep it rolling. Ali bhai, keep it rolling. Don't cut it because I want it to be organic. Just let it go as it is. The whole conversation.
Sorry.
Razib, come and do it later. Start your turn again.
See where it cut off.
Okay.
Did you hear it cut?
It's cut off. Yeah, I didn't get my last turn.
Last 2 minutes? Cut off. No problem.
Before the rest is there.
Start again.
I'll take
start
my next
last 2 minutes again. No problem. Look how generous I am.
Do it this way, but you can sit down, inshallah.
Look how generous I am. You must say,
that's basic. That's the basic you can do, brother. We came to meet you.
Keep it this way.
Do you want to say? Do you mind if he can just get some books?
Allah is already rewarding me through Jamaat in ways that you cannot imagine.
Brother, I'm asking him, why do you need to do commentary?
Because I'm not moving stuff around.
Okay, we don't need your stuff. Okay, Anami, get my bag.
I don't want him to get tired standing. Sit down. Stop making a big deal, man.
Use my bag and just lean the phone on that. He has back issues, brother. Have some care.
Okay. How do I know that?
So then just do husnizan. Najib sahib, isko ye de de. They don't want to give us their books. It's fine. Allah has given us
books.
Many.
Le lo, yaar. Kya masla?
No, don't worry.
I thought you wanted to turn everybody.
Yaar, we're not depriving your books.
Don't worry,
boxes.
It's fine.
They take those boxes.
It's fine. Allah helps His believers.
You can take that thing for the
it's bad. Fine. It's
yeah,
fine.
You think not giving your books is...
Make sure the quality is on us both, yeah?
The wooden thing you can
Chalo, let's start. Wait, I don't want to, because our camera is rolling, okay. So I don't want it to.
So start the
Ravi's going to do his 2 minutes again. Yeah,
Alhamdulillah, Adnan Rashid has thrown Shah Ismail Shahid Sahib under the bus. For hundreds of years, Diobandis, Brailvis called him Gustakhi Rasul for this same Ibarat. And he fell into my trap and said, we disown this, we don't accept it. So according to him, because Hazrat Ahmad Asam wrote this, and he says it's good for blasphemy, he accepted that this is way worse. And he dished... Brother, was that necessary? Did that help
please,
you? Brother,
please, Ali, leave him, leave him, please.
We don't
please.
Need your help.
Okay, continue, please.
I know it hurts
Razi,
seeing
continue,
him like
please.
This.
Continue.
I know it hurts, but please.
Razi,
this is a discussion. My brothers don't interfere. Okay?
Please, Razi, continue.
So my point is, he threw Shah Ismail Shahid Sahib under the bus. But Elvis Diobandis called him Kafir Gustakhi Rasul for this Ibarat. And today in Imam Bukhari Center, the representative of all the Firqah accepted the Ahmadreza Khan and the Diobandis, they're right. He was a Gustakh. This is his own view, not mine. Then he has the issue with the word prostitute, randi. Hazrat Ahmad's tafsir is beautiful that those who are reading namaz, when they have a few tears, sometimes they think that, you know, we reached our spirituality stage. Hazrat Ahmad says, no, this is wrong. Few tears mean nothing. The taluk, the alaka, the taluk of the namaz, the birth person with Allah is not manifested through a few tears. It has to be ongoing. Then you get the spiritual birth. Then he says, in the worldly sense, like Allah in Surah Muminun mentions the spiritual stages, then the stages of takhliq. He mentions nutfa and he mentions the stage of birth. If someone has relations with the prostitute, that nutfa goes to waste. It's not the same as when you have relations with your wife and the rahim protects the child and then you have a child. The happiness you have when you see have a child, it's not like that of people who have relations with prostitutes. This is the tafsir. Inshallah, Adnan's friend has agreed that for $100 he will read this entire tafsir. We will record it, inshallah. I doubt he'll ever do it. $100 will be given to him today. Now his next point was such words of haramzada are not appropriate. I showed him on the same page in Anwar al-Islam. Hazrat Ahmad al-Islam explains that this is majazi because he said become halal and accept the victory. A haramzada cannot change in what he is. If he's a harami, he's always harami. Here, Hazrat says, you can change and become halal. This shows he's using it in majazi sense. Ahmadreza Khan was asked about this. He said, it means shareed. Farhangi Asfiya, other dictionaries also say it means shareed. Ibn Taymiyyah Majmu' al-Fatawa said, most people use this to mean evil. So he threw all them under the bus as well. Last thing, Batalvi also said, those who oppose the government are harami. It means evil and shareed. Do not do baghawat of the government. Jazakumullah.
Last.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have clarified that all the unpleasant words of any scholar of Islam, we disown them, we don't believe in them, and we ask Allah to forgive them, whoever they may be. Ameen. Ya Rab. Okay. But Mirza was a prophet. He should have known better. He is not just a scholar. There's no comparison between Mirza as a prophet and ordinary scholars of Islam, because they're not prophets. Prophets are very few. Scholars are thousands, right? So, for Razi to use, keep using these words in defense. Any sincere Qadiani or Ahmadi out there listening to these words, harami, haramzada, randi, randi wazi, him defending his prophet, you know there's something wrong there. I just want to reach your emotions and invoke your humanity and your decency. That hearing these words, even when he's defending Mirza, do you think this is normal? Do you think he's actually talking about a normal person who had a decent mind and a decent heart? Using words like harami, haram, he said it's metaphorical. This is all majazi. Or he said this means sharir. Farange asafiya, Razi is lying, because when you open farange asafiya and use the term, just look at the term haramzada, it has three meanings which he skips and goes to the fourth meaning. Because three meanings are bastard child, waldu zina, auladul haram, and all of that. Okay? Now, Razi says, this means sharir, mischievous. I believe Razi is sharir. I believe he's sharir. He has shar in him. He is naughty. If I called him haramzada, audhu billah, I don't want to do that. He's a beautiful kid. I don't want to call him that. Please, don't get this wrong. But I'm just using it as an example. Okay? If I called him this word, he would be deeply offended. I know that. His heart would break. He would struggle to speak to me and like me. And I don't want him to hate me. Okay? If a prophet is preaching to his opponents, why is he calling them haramzadeh? You bastard children. Will they ever believe in
him? Time is up. Time is up. Give me one second.
This was my last term,
yeah,
right?
And now I have
now
my
Razi's last term. Yeah.
One
2 minutes.
Second. I just want to...
So, wahiru da'wana anil alhamdulillah rabbil alameen on this
alhamdulillah.
Topic.
Alhamdulillah. This is just amazing. One second. Where's the hadith page?
Oh, okay.
Not that one. The one with Nabi Sassam's hadith.
Razi can't even organize his papers.
Yeah, it's too many allegations, but alhamdulillah, I'm able to answer
too many
everything.
And Razi's lost now. He's lost. He's lost.
No. I
he's
can
lost.
Do
it. Is organized structure. Yeah, just like ICT, yeah. International Court of Justice, they lost their papers. The Zionist division.
I'm not doing a comparison.
Razi has lost his papers as well.
I don't need them. I have it memorized anyways. So let me just, which paper did I just write on though?
The Zionist lawyers also lost their papers like that. You know, when you're defending batil, papers get lost. You don't look, there's no alhamdulillah. This is Allah's blessing. This is not me. Look, I have nothing in front of me.
Okay, yeah, this is it. Okay, my time is starting.
Yeah, time starting.
Okay,
last
now,
turn.
Now again, Adnan Rashid rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, you cannot use these words if you are even discussing with your opponents. I just gave him example of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Can you read that in front of your female members and explain that? He's saying he can, so he has to do that and record the reaction. And also the hadith of Nabi Sassam where he says, "Man ta'azzabi." Why do you need to do this, brother?
I'm asking him a question. Sorry,
do our guys
continue,
do this?
Please don't stop the
it's
time. This is unfair. He just keeps
brother.
Getting timeless
he's
like
just
that.
Looking at
just
us
continue,
doing
Razi.
All these
please
actions.
Continue.
Restart the time. Restart the time.
No, Razi. Razi, wait.
Brother,
wait.
My guys
Razi,
don't do that to
when
you.
When those guys did that to you, look
what?
At that camera. When they did that,
that's
you didn't
fine.
Stop.
That's
you didn't
fine.
Stop.
That's fine. That's my team. They can say they can slap me if they want.
Oh my God,
your guys shouldn't interrupt.
Start, no problem. 30 more seconds. Okay. De do. Razi ne jo paad khod
rahe. Listen, Razi.
Don't get interrupted.
No.
Just start. Just start.
This is his last turn.
Yeah.
Ali bhai, this is his last turn.
Okay?
So don't. Let's okay. Let him finish.
My
okay.
Point is,
let him,
Adnan
let him
Rashid,
jo paad khod rahe ho khod le.
Adnan Rashid just did takfir of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. The reason I'm saying this, so you can say about Hazrat Masimud whatever you want, and I can show you a picture.
I'm quoting his words, Razi.
Again.
You just said that
let
I made takfir on the Prophet.
You did. I'll prove it. If I don't prove it, then you can say
okay,
something.
I'm not gonna. You okay? know, I'm not gonna let him do this. Continue the time. Let people
okay.
decide what he is.
He just did takfir of Nabi Sassam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said you cannot use such language even about your opponents. When Nabi Sassam said that ta'azza bil jahiliyah hadith, was that not about people? Was that not harsh language? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used it about Lat. That was about opponents. You know what Ibn Hajar says in Fathul Bari? He says this is worse than mocking one's mother. This is what Ibn Hajar says. So according to Adnan Rashid, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sassam, they're all gone. He starts from the ulama, but his goal is to throw away all the anbiya. This is the point I'm trying to make. This is my muqaddama. Then he said that You know, I lied against Farhangi Asfiya. The other three meanings we agree on. The point is context matters. Farhangi Asfiya, alhamdulillah, Adnan accepted that one meaning of Haramzada is Sharir. He's saying I'm going to answer. Look, this is the problem. Now he said, can I call you Haramzada? Give me 10 extra seconds. Can he say these ahadith to any of these brothers? Nabi Sassam said it. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said it to the person who, Urwa bin Masood. So, will Adnan, he's saying, can I call you Harami? Can he use these terms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against people on the street? I challenge him. Go on the street, get a random guy, call him Zanim, tell him to hold on to his father's private part, and then also tend to suck on his God's private part. Would you say that to someone on the street? They will slap him in the face. This is the point. He keeps asking me, can I call you this? Quran is full of such words. It calls people donkeys, monkeys, pigs. Would he say that to anyone he sees on the street? Of course not. Quran says, Sharul Bariyah. Would he use these words to any of his brothers here? Would he call them Khanazir, Kirdatun? Would he use these words? Would he call them Sharul Bariyah or Himar? These are in the Quran. I said, Oladul Mawamis. Will he use that for these people? Will he tell these people, Naudhubillah, to do the ahadith I mentioned of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and what Nabi Sassam said? This is his point. He's using the shoulder of Masih Maud alayhi salam to throw the prophets away. This is Minhaj Nabuwa. They don't have usul. They just reject all the Anbiya. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you very much. We have presented our cases. People can decide where the haq is, where the truth is.